Kim Wilde. On Kim Radio.
Lionel sur Kim Radio.
After Marcel Wage, the biographer, and Catherine Verkane, the photographer, I am very happy today to chat for a few moments with a very important character in the Kim Wilde the Galaxy, Sean James Vincent from Mixdown Management, the manager of Love Blonde. Hello, Sean.
Hi, Lionel. Nice to be here.
Sean, you have been looking after Kim Wilde for several years now. How did you meet her and what made you want to work with her?
So, how did I meet Kim and what made me want to work with her? It's a bit of a strange story, if I'm honest. I grew up in a town called Stevenage, very close to where Kim lived and not far from Nebworth, where their studio was in the 80s. When I was a teenager at school, I very much wanted to work in music. I wanted to be a sound engineer. And quite regularly, I used to walk to their studio, which used to take me a few hours, and knock on the door and ask if I could have a look around and ask if I could have a job. And most of the time, the receptionist told me to go away. But years later, after I became a sound engineer, I was working at another studio and I had a band. I was in a band called Loopstorm. And Nick Boyles, Kim's previous manager, began managing us in about 2000, I think it was. It might have been 99 or 2000. And obviously, through working with Nick Boyles, I became aware of his working with Kim. Kim was just starting to do, or about to just start doing, live shows again after taking a break. Nick Boyles put me in touch with Ricky. Me and Ricky began working together. We got on straight away, started writing and producing together. Then Nick found out that I was a sound engineer as well as writer and producer, so he asked me to engineer Kim's live shows, which I started doing, and I kind of did that ever since, really. So I was Kim's live engineer, and then I started getting more involved in the studio work. When Never Say Never came out, I recorded a lot of that, and I've kind of been involved in both the studio and the live stuff up until 2016, when Nick Boyles decided he was moving on, and I decided that it might be really interesting to manage Kim instead of just being her sound engineer. So we had a chat and I started managing Kim, yeah, at the end of 2016. And it's been great. Why did I want to work with her? Well, by that stage, I'd been working with her for 16 years anyway. We developed a really good friendship and working relationship. I'd directed a lot of the music videos and, as I said, worked on a lot of the records. And we just got on, and I think there's a good mutual trust there. I think we both see the music industry in the same way. And, yeah, we just enjoy working together.
In fact, you are both going in the same direction. That is obviously the ideal. Sean, after this bad health period that we all experienced in 2020, Kim has been back on the road of touring since 2022, and she has been winning a veritable marathon ever since. Concerts, musical quizzes, and even festivals, she sings her best songs throughout Europe, notably with the Greatest Hits Tour. How organizes such tour, Sean? Who does what? And also, how does Kim choose the musicians around her on stage?
Who organises the tours and shows? Who does what? Okay. So basically, I will generally be approached by promoters. They will email me or phone me and ask if there's, you know, do we want to do a certain show? They'll normally have a particular show in mind. They will normally have a fee in mind and a date and everything else. And I have a certain set of parameters that, you know, they have to tick a bunch of boxes if it's a show, to make it a show we want to do. In the case of a tour, that's slightly different. One-off shows, we get approached and asked if we want to do it, and that's quite simple. For a tour, it's something you have to put together over a number of months. Generally, either we would be approached by a promoter and we would then start working together to try and make it work, or we might approach a promoter through an agent. And in that case, it takes a long time to put a tour together. There's a lot of backwards and forwards, a lot of haggling over dates and money and all kinds of things to try and make it work. But basically, I get it to the point where we've agreed what we're going to do and when we're going to do it. I then pass it over to my tour manager. His name is Lloyd Starr. And he will then deal with the details of booking the flights and the hotels and that kind of thing, and all the technical details. The closer you get to a show or a tour, the more there is to organise, and he's very good at that. We work together. I'll do some of it sometimes, and he'll do some of it sometimes, but between us we get all of that done. How does Kim choose the musicians? Well, it's grown organically. Kim's band has been with her for, well, pretty much as long as I have. It's been a long time now. I think Johnny started working with Kim in about 2003. I think Neil was around similar time, a little bit later maybe, but not much. Stevie was around there, similar time. We all kind of started working with Kim around the same sort of time when Kim came back to doing shows again in the early 2000s. Obviously, Scarlett came in a little bit later after Roxanne moved on. And Coops on bass has been with us since, I think, 2017 now. But it's very much a family, the band and the crew. And we all work together and have done for a long time, and it's not something fluid. Obviously, if someone can't make a show through illness, or when Scarlett was pregnant, obviously we had someone called Bianca who came in and filled in for Scarlett. We do that sometimes, but generally Kim has the same band every show, and we like it that way. It's nice.
We recognize Kim's fidelity and loyalty here. You are still on Kim Radio. I remind you that we are together for an hour in the company of Sean Vincent, the manager of The Love Blonde. We take a little musical break before meeting up with Sean. Sean, which Kim song would you like to listen to now, and why?
Which song would I like to listen to of Kim's? I'm going to be a bit cheeky and say Addicted to You, because I co-wrote it with Ricky and Roxanne. And I really like it. I'm really proud of it.
Kim Radio. Love Blonde Station.
Second glance for me to see the lust you feel. I mustn't leave it all to chance, so take it now and fix me good.
Connected to You de Kim Wilde sur Kim Radio. Initialement sorti en 2010 dans l'édition française de luxe de l'album Come Out and Play et réintégré en 2018 dans Here Comes the Alien. Bon allez, je vous le dis, dans la période contemporaine de Kim Wilde avec Get Out, Addicted to You est un de mes titres préférés de la Love Blonde.
Lionel sur Kim Radio.
Back on Kim Radio, I am with Sean Vincent, Kim Wilde's manager. Sean, I stay for a few moments in the live theme on April 25th, 2022. Kim is therefore back on the road. He's starting his European tour in Paris, in France. That day I was at La Cigale, and from the room I saw you backstage, and I could feel a certain stress, but also satisfaction on your part. That what exactly does a manager feel in these moments?
Being a manager at live shows is, yeah, it's really interesting, really. I very much remember when I was just mixing the sound and Nick was the manager, and I used to see him backstage pacing up and down sometimes, looking quite stressed out. And I never really got stressed doing that job, but I totally understand it now, because so much planning goes into a show. I mean, La Cigale in Paris is a really good one to talk about, because it's a really important show for us. Obviously, Kim is incredibly popular in France, and Paris especially. And every time we play at La Cigale, it's a real special show. The crowd goes crazy. Everything is great. So the expectation is there. People are expecting a fabulous show. We hope that everything goes right. We do everything we can, lots of planning to make sure everything is perfect. But there's always that worry, you know, that something might go wrong or you haven't thought of everything, you might have missed something. So yeah, it can be a little bit stressful, but generally, once the first song is done, my mood lifts hugely. Once I know everything works, everyone's happy, I can see that Kim is happy when she's doing a good show. I can see that everyone, you know, on stage is happy and relaxed and enjoying it. Then I relax too. And the rest of the day generally is always amazing, because they do a great show and then we are on a massive high afterwards. So yeah, it can be a bit stressful, but it's always worth it.
Obviously, we can understand that. So, as we know, in recent years, the music industry has metamorphosed. We can safely say that it is more and more difficult for artists to sell music. Around 10 years of illegal downloading in the 2000s, the establishment of streaming, today we no longer consume music the way we consumed in 20 or 30 years ago. On the other hand, we had the impression that the live is not particularly impacted. What is your position of the importance of concert on the one hand, but also on record production today for an artist, in particular for Kim Wilde?
Yeah, so live has become way more important. When I first started working in music, which was around 1990, I got my first job. In those days, a tour would be to promote an album. In fact, almost everything would be to promote selling an album. Singles would be released to promote an album, because selling albums was how artists made money. And that's completely changed. In the streaming age, streaming makes almost nothing. It's a very broken system, which really needs fixing. It's crazy. You can get millions of streams and earn next to nothing, which is terrible. But live work is the opportunity to actually earn money these days. So now when we do an album, although it's an amazing thing to do, and you know, artists are driven to release albums because that's what they love doing, what the album does is it serves to promote a tour. And generally the tour is something where there is a chance to make some money out of it. Now that isn't always the case, and quite often tours don't do incredibly well financially, but they lead to other shows that do. So it's a very finely balanced business at the moment. You have to be very astute and sort of very selective with the shows that you pick. And I know, you know, I see a lot of comments from the fans on social media. I'm aware that they would like us to do more shows in certain countries and, you know, go to countries we don't go to very often and some we've never been to. And 100% of the time, the reasons we can't go or don't go are financial. If it's not possible, then we can't do it. You know, at the end of the day, we are loving what we do, but it has to make sense financially. We are, when we're on the road, there's generally 13, 14 of us on a tour. There's, you know, between 16 and 20 of us on the tour. So that's a lot of people who are relying on us to basically pay their wages. So the gigs and the tours have to make sense financially. So it is very different. The recording side of anyone's career, including Kim's, is a very different proposition to what it used to be. It's now very much part of the promo for playing live. But I think that's not a bad thing in Kim's case. Kim loves playing live. She has an amazing band. We have an amazing reputation. Everyone knows we do an incredible show and we take this very seriously. However, the band always look like they're having a lot of fun because they are. They love it. And I think we're very proud of that and we're very aware of that. And I think we're lucky that we developed into a fantastic live act to go and see. Around the time, it became really important that that was what you do. So yeah, we're in a good place and we like it.
Schön. We will meet again in a few moments. Just before, I want to introduce the group Senzo to Kim Radio listeners with the title Feel Me. Do you have something to say about this choice?
So Senzo is kind of an alter ego of mine. It was something I dreamed up during the pandemic in lockdown. I wanted to write and release some songs and I wanted to rework some other songs. And Feel Me was a song that I co-wrote with Ricky and Roxanne, Kim's sister, a long time ago now. In fact, I think it was the first song, or one of the first songs, me and Ricky ever worked on together. In fact, I think it was the first song we ever worked on together. And it was on an album we did. We had an act called Sonic Hub, which was Ricky and myself. And it was originally released on that. And when I did this Senzo album a couple of years ago, I really wanted to rework the song. So it's basically, it's like a reworking or a remix. And Roxanne was really happy for it to be re-released. So yeah, it was great to get it out. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it.
This is my
Une découverte plutôt sympathique sur Kim Radio. C'était donc le groupe Sanzo avec Feel Me, interprété par Roxane Wild, la sœur de Kim, sur une production de Sean Vincent, avec qui nous sommes encore pendant une demi-heure dans le cadre de l'émission Une Heure Avec. Sanzo, que vous pouvez découvrir et entendre sur toutes les plateformes de musique. Sanzo, C-E-N-Z-O.
You listen to Kim Radio, the best of Kim Wilde music. Kim Radio, Love Blonde Station.
Hello, we meet on Kim Radio with Sean James Vincent, Kim Wilde's manager. Sean, what is it like working with Kim? How would you describe it artistically and also perhaps on a personal level?
What's it like working with Kim? It's really good fun. Kim is a lot of fun to work with. I think not a lot of people know that she's incredibly smart and knowledgeable about the music business and music in general. Working with has been incredible for me, actually. It's been a real opportunity, but a real eye-opener as well. We've become a very good team. I think she understands how I work. I understand how she works. I think we work well together. I think I've put together a really good team that allows Kim to do her best work, and I think that's important. On a personal level, yeah, she's a brilliant friend, you know, and that really helps. This whole thing feels very sort of family-like, and that I think that really helps for the work to... I think it comes across in the work. Do you know what I mean? I think there's a real sense of this is real. You know, we're not in this because it's business. We're in this because we enjoy working together. You know, everyone, the band and the crew, and it's... I think that's important.
Sean, an important question now. Like many Kim Wilde fans, I can't wait to listen to new production from Love Blonde. So, as a manager, do you have some exclusive information to give to listeners about an upcoming album, a next participation, a next duo maybe?
The new album. Well, I can tell you that the new album is started. I can tell you that I've heard, I think, 5 tracks, maybe 6 tracks now. I think it's amazing. I think it's some of the best songs that Kim and Ricky have worked on in a long time. I can tell you that Scarlett's involved in the writing as well. Nothing else to report yet. Just feel safe in the knowledge that it is going to be amazing, and I think everyone's going to love it. It sounds very much like a Kim Wilde record, but probably the best stuff I've ever heard. So yeah, coming soon.
Ah, well, here's some good news on Kim Radio. A new Kim Wilde album coming next year. We can't wait to hear these new songs. The opportunity for me to remind you that to stay informed of Kim Wilde news, you have at your disposal the official site kimwilde.com, the official site of the fan club administered by Marcel Wiggs, wildlife.com, and for French speakers, we will also note the amateur blog of our friend and partner Jean-Paul, Day by Day Kim Wilde. We take a break and meet in a few minutes with Kim Wilde's manager Sean Vincent.
Kim Radio, c'est l'idée qu'on s'en fait qui fait la vie qu'on a.
The Wilde Tapes Show, une heure avec Wilde Life, le module info et tous les autres temps forts de Kim Radio sont à retrouver en podcast sur kimradio.fr, rubrique replay.
Kim Radio, Love Blonde Station. Kim Radio,
Top Tonic, le classement des meilleurs hits avec Nicolas. Top Tonic, c'est chaque semaine sur votre radio.
Top Tonic, explose maintenant.
Et retrouvez le Top Tonic tous les vendredis à 17h et le dimanche matin à 10h.
Salut à tous, c'est Jean-Paul Denis sur Kim Radio. Retrouvez toute l'info et l'actualité de Kim Wilde sur mon blog daybydaykimwilde.com. À bientôt.
Wild Life on Kim Radio. La voix officielle du fan club de Kim Wilde avec Marcel Reifs en direct des Pays-Bas sur Kim Radio.
Et retrouvez l'émission de Marcel tous les lundis à 20h avec une rediffusion les jeudis à 19h et quand vous voulez sur kimradio.fr.
Kim Radio, Love Blonde Station. live sur Kim Radio.
About live with Kim Wilde's manager a few minutes ago, and right now you are listening to an excellent live version of Perfect Girl on Kim Radio.
Thank you very much.
Lionel sur Kim Radio.
And we find ourselves once again on Kim Radio with the manager of The Love Blonde, Sean Vincent. Sean, before leaving, I am going to give you a very important mission, if you accept it, of course. The next time you seek him on behalf of many fans with whom I have been in contact since the creation of Kim Radio, tell him please that France has not forgotten him and that many of us appreciate him enormously, and there will always be people to come on applauding on stage.
Of course I'll remind Kim that France still loves her. I think she knows that. I don't think there's any doubt. Every time we play in France, we get an incredible reaction, and social media from France is always amazing. So yeah, we know. But don't worry, I'll remind her.
Oh, that's nice of you, Sean. Here we come to the end of this special show in the company of Kim Wilde's manager, Sean Vincent. Sean, once again, a very big thank you for your participation on Kim Radio. I remind listeners that all the news about Love Blonde can be followed on the official website, kimwilde.com. Sean, I leave you with the final words.
Anyway, thanks for having me on the show, Lionel. It's been a lot of fun. I hope you found the answers interesting. And thanks so much for what you do. Kim Radio is a great resource. I know Kim Wilde fans love it, so keep it up. Speak to you soon. Bye.
All about Kim Wilde on Kim Radio.